Joined on the air this morning by Chief Consumer Officer at United Healthcare, Rebecca Mattson. Good morning, Rebecca. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hi. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty well. I guess I'm okay. Craig, who's always here, says he is. Why do we have this open enrollment like only once a year? It seems like a lot of pressure. We have to make decisions that we have to kind of to stick with. Why is it sort of set on a certain time frame that you have to kind of lock it in place? What's the reason for that?
It's because most insurance, if you have Medicare or if you have commercial insurance through your employer, has one time a year, which is now, which is usually in the fall. And for Medicare, it's between the middle of October and the first week in December, where you pick your benefits for the upcoming year.
So I guess let's start out. What do we need to know when selecting a health care plan? I guess we have to sort of do a self-evaluation in a sense, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's a couple things people can do to make the process easier. First is look at changes. Make sure you look at what's changed in the plans that are offered to you. And also what's changed in your life and for your family. Have you had a baby? Are you sicker? Are you healthier? A lot of people just check the box, but make sure you spend some time to understand what's changed in the plans. Another thing people can do is look at the cost, not just the premium, so that's the amount that will come out of your paycheck, but also look at things such as the deductible. That's the amount you pay before the insurance starts to pay. And lastly, and this is a hugely important one, is look at coverage. Make sure that your doctor and the medications you take are in-network. We know that about a third of people don't even look when they go in open enrollment to make sure that their doctors are in-network and get surprised by going out-of-network and having a big out-of-network cost. So those are some simple things that people can do to make sure that they're picking a plan that's best for them and their family.
A lot of times when it comes to health care, if you're healthy, it's not really an issue to you, unless obviously we can get sick at any time or there could be some sort of illness that could occur. But a lot of times it's sort of, you know, out of sight, out of mind, I guess. And only at the point when maybe you went through something do you really understand what you're talking about today, you know, what you need to focus on.
Exactly. And we know people spend, for example, about 11 hours researching a car before they buy it, but 42% of people spend less than an hour on open enrollment and choosing their health plans for the upcoming year. So exactly what you said. But there's also, even if you're somebody that's healthy, there are things that you can do. So, for example, look for wellness programs. About 70% of employers offer them, and you can get an average of $742 in financial incentives to not only helping stay healthy if you're already healthy, but putting some money in your pocket as well.
Is the best way to get the information you need to go online and do your own research, or are there other options?
There's a lot of different options. As you mentioned, you can go online. A lot more people do that than they used to. People spend about 5 hours a day on their phone. So they can go online, they can look for information about plans, they can understand basic terminology. Also, many employers have health fairs and open enrollment. Make sure you take advantage of those either in person, or a lot of employers send out information through their intranets or electronically. And there's so many opportunities for digital to also prepare for the upcoming year. So you can look at your claims from the last year, understand what medications you took, what providers you saw, and how much money you spend, so that you can plan appropriately through things such as HSAs. Those are health savings accounts, and you can put money in pre-tax. It accrues interest without being taxed, and then you can take it out for qualified medical expenses, also without paying taxes. So that's another great opportunity to save some money as well.
It's an open enrollment in a sense, but you're still sort of limited by what your company is, you know, chosen provider. Within that menu, I guess you can pick certain things. How flexible do you have to be then? I guess you may have to move your doctor. You may have to change the way your medication is being dispensed to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, so employers often change their plans. Some employers offer multiple options. Some employers only offer one option. But exactly like you mentioned, it's smart to make sure that you're looking at that and understanding the alternatives that you have. And then looking at how you consume healthcare, not just yourself, but also your family. And if your provider is not in network, make sure that you understand that before you go see him or her so that you don't get a cost surprise.
We've learned a little bit here, at least I have. You know, there's a difference between sort of diagnostic and sort of preventative. There's different codings that can go, which can kind of trigger different kind of expenses through your health insurance.
Exactly. A lot of times preventive care, so getting annual screenings, getting your physical, a lot of insurance covers that at 100%. Versus if you have something where you're actually getting a diagnostic, you have an issue that somebody's looking at or trying to figure out what's going on, and those oftentimes you have to pay a portion out of your pocket, either a copay, which is a fixed amount, or amount under the deductible.
Sometimes if you have two working parents or spouses and whatnot, there's different plans that maybe the one spouse could be under, or maybe it prevents them from that. How do you kind of compare multiple plans, I guess, apples and oranges, to know what best is for your family?
That's a great point, that in many families you have two different working parents and you have two different options for health insurance. And look at things such as, we talked a little bit about the premium, that's the amount that comes out of your paycheck, but also look at the deductible. And again, that's the amount that comes out of your pocket before your insurance begins to pay. And then sometimes you have different plans that have broader access with more doctors in them or more narrow access, and making sure you compare the cost and the coverage of both plans, and then look at how your family consumes health care, what doctors and what medications they use, and pick the plan that covers more of those doctors and medications at the cost that you can manage.
Should we just look at our previous year and how our health went and kind of use that as a judge, or maybe take a larger picture, or how do you kind of know that?
It's great to look at the previous year as a starting point. Of course, we never know what's going to happen with our health, but you'll have a good understanding of how frequently you go to the doctor and what medications you take. Also, if you have, for example, a new child in the house, or you yourself are getting older and your health care needs may change, it's also good to have an understanding. Do you have a history, for example, of heart disease, or do you have cancer in your family, and you may need to spend more time getting checkups and making sure that you're going to your providers to stay healthy? Are there wellness programs that you can engage in that you didn't engage in the previous year? But a good starting point and a benchmark is understanding how you consumed health care in the previous year. And many times people don't take the opportunity to do that once a year, but it'll help you plan ahead.
Open enrollment going on for many folks right now, and different plans are being available. If people want to find out more, get an idea, or at least just sort of maybe get some worksheet to kind of start on their own, so that when they get into these meetings, they're not all glossy by all these different brochures, pamphlets, and racks of numbers. Where's a good place to get some details?
Yeah, for help and tips, you can go to uhcopenenrollment.com. And we have a lot of information. We have tools. We have healthcare ABCs to understand the basic terminology. So that would be a great place to start, so that, exactly like you said, you don't go into open enrollment uninformed.
Right. There's a lot of smiling people on those brochures, I know. So eventually, keep us healthy and happy is the whole goal for all of this. And
absolutely.
We appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca. Thank you for sharing with us.
Of course. Happy to be here.
And joining us this morning, the Chief Consumer Officer of United Healthcare, Rebecca Madsen.